in this bulletin. The Prime Minister and opposition leader make their final election pledges to voters. A tornado strikes Germany. And in sport, the annual AFL Dreamtime match returns to Melbourne this evening. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Prime Minister has filled in his ballot and given his final press conference of the campaign, paying tribute to his South Sydney community. If successful, Scott Morrison will be the first Prime Minister since John Howard to win two consecutive elections. And the Prime Minister has confirmed an unauthorised boat from Sri Lanka has been intercepted en route to Australia, using the issue to make a final pitch on the Coalition's border security policies.
That vessel has been intercepted in accordance with the policies of the government, and I can simply say this. I've been here to stop this boat, but in order for me to be there to stop those that may come from here, you need to vote Liberal and Nationals today.
Anthony Albanese has cast his vote in his inner Western Sydney electorate of Graindler. Making his final pitch to voters for the last time before the final count, the opposition leader says he wants to change politics.
I want to bring people together, and regardless of how people vote in our great democracy, it's good that people express their views at the ballot box. Once it's done, then we need to unite and to move forward as a nation. I believe that we can.
In order to win government, Labor will need to pick up 7 seats to form a majority in Parliament. Liberal MP Tim Wilson is in danger of losing the Melbourne seat of Goldstein, where he's facing intense competition from independent Zoe Daniel. The former ABC foreign correspondent is one of the Teal candidates who have financial backing from millionaire political activist Simon Holmes Accord through his Climate 200 group. Tim Wilson says $1.5 million has been spent in the seat by what he calls external forces, and he says the voters of Goldstein are going to send a clear message the seat is not up for sale.
I won't be intimidated by the Teal campaign, who at every point have used thuggish tactics to try and silence us, whether it's legal threats, whether it's putting things on my own front fence, whether it's graffitiing our streets, whether it's sending on protesters, get up an Extinction Rebellion. We're not here to be intimidated. Our community is going to send a strong message that it's not an acquisition up for sale for Simon Holmes Accord's trust fund. We're going to get on with the job of sending our community's values to the nation.
Zoe Daniel says the campaigning in Goldstein has been toxic at times.
I think the level of toxicity is relative to the level of competition. And I think it says that we're very competitive. We've run an amazing campaign with huge community support. Let's see how that turns out after 6 p.m. tonight.
At least one person has died and dozens have been injured as a tornado swept through the western German city of Paderborn. It blew away roofs, brought down trees and sent debris flying. At least 10 of those hurt have serious injuries. Heavy rain is forecast for the area, with wind gusts of up to 130 kilometres per hour. In the AFL, Richmond and Essendon are preparing for tonight's Dreamtime clash at the MCG, but both teams have made 2 late changes. Tigers midfielder Jack Graham and Bombers defender Jordan Ridley have both been sidelined for Saturday's game. And the traditional long walk returns to Melbourne 18 years after it was launched to raise funds for Indigenous education programs. The event culminates with a walk to the MCG to mark the Bombers and Tigers' Dreamtime game. And now for tomorrow's weather forecast. Perth showers with a possible storm, 24. Adelaide mostly sunny, 21. Melbourne partly cloudy, 14. Hobart similar conditions, 14 degrees. Canberra partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong showers, 18. Sydney much the same, 19. Newcastle showers and 20. Brisbane rain, 21. Cairns partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin sunny, 35 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. SBS News.